35 years, Kathy Sew&Vac has a huge inventory and knowledgeable staff to take care of all of your sewing and vacuum needs. Stop by Kathy Sew&Vac today on Cohasset Road across from Kmart. That's Kathy Sew&Vac, Chico's sewing machine and vacuum authority.
Hey, this is Steve Twist, owner of Avalon Portrait Gallery, here to tell you that portraits aren't about cost. With a family portrait, you only feel the cost once, when you buy. But you'll have that portrait forever, and you and your family will derive enjoyment from it for many years to come. I have a friend who says that the most expensive portrait is one you don't absolutely love, because no matter what you paid too much. So look for quality when you're looking for a photographer. That's what I tell people here at Avalon Portrait Gallery.
This is Jerry O'Lennon. For me and my family, we trust in the quality of Avalon Portrait Gallery. Ask for the Friends of Jerry discount for 10% off your next regular price purchase.
And Andy's Bullseye Repair.
Specializing in auto glass repair from bullseyes to full glass replacement. All insurance and major credit cards accepted. Call for a free estimate at 877-7387. 877-7387.
Hi there, Steve Michaels here, inviting you to join me weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 o'clock for the fun and frivolity and 100 years of top 40 hits. Right now on KKXX, it's Jerry O'Lennon on Live Local Talk.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all
to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Is there heaven? Oh, yeah. It's the place dreams come true.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the big show. My name is Jerry O'Lennon. This month, we are talking about sexual addiction, pornography, which is so prevalent in our society nowadays. And it's prevalent, and I was surprised by some of the statistics that we're going to hear today, and how prevalent pornography is, sexual addiction is, inside the church itself and by many of its leaders, many of the people who represent God, who represent Christ in the church. And to talk about this is Father Peter Hansen of St. Augustine of Canterbury Anglican Church, which, by the way, is over on Salem Street. And welcome to the show, Father Hansen.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
Got, first of all, I want to begin by asking one question. I know that I've heard people say this, and maybe even I've used it myself. I would say, well, you know, nowhere in the Gospels does it say that Jesus confronted lust. I mean, there's no specific issues in either Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John where it points out that Jesus confronted that sin, but we're always told that Jesus face the same temptations that we did. That's why he relates well to us.
Yeah, I think so. It's not nice to go into his mental sex life, you know, so we leave it alone. But, you know, we have certainly his general commands, you know, go and sin no more to the woman who's been caught in adultery. He doesn't back off of the issues ever. But certainly, you know, sexual sin was something that the whole society culturally and the religion definitely damned, and he didn't need to. That was assumed. You know, people say he's never said anything about homosexuality. Well, he didn't need to. The message was already there in the culture. And he was mostly identifying the hypocritical sins of their religious mores that would often make themselves righteous. And he said, "You're not. You know, you've had." He said, "If you lust after a woman in your heart, you've committed adultery with her." He wasn't commending adultery. He was certainly saying it's deeper. It's a deeper problem than you have. Mm-hmm. You know.
Did he confront that type of temptation?
He didn't go around identifying everybody's sins for them. Basically, they knew them anyway. But he more wanted to confront hypocrisy when people tried to make themselves out to be holy and untouched by sin. He said, "Oh, please, come on." I mean, the whole Sermon on the Mount is about getting deeper than just the surface of sin and looking at the roots of it. Okay, you don't kill somebody, but if you hate them, you carry a grudge against them, you talk behind their back, you're still guilty of sin, and it's still worthy of damnation. You know, so he talked about the lust, you know, but he was trying to get underneath it, you know, which I would like to do too. Today, because basically, you know, if I were to ask you, you know, who is the most beautiful woman in the world?
Oh, my wife, Kelly.
Thank you. That's exactly your right answer. Kelly Som is the most beautiful woman in the world for Jerry. And for me, it's Skeety Hansen. You know, and that's the way it ought to be. Mm-hmm. But our culture wants us to think otherwise. I think you'd agree. We want to be evaluating women. We want to be looking at it. We got a little, wow, you know, this is a new star. Heavens to, you know, we are being inundated by imagery of and a presumed need and right to go look at other people's women, you know, other women, somebody else's daughter.
Somebody made the point that what we're doing is actually coveting. When we're doing that it's lust, which is wrong in and of itself, which is, I believe, the sixth commandment, but also 8, 9, and 10.
The tenth, to lust somebody else's wife is listed under there. Whether you take the Catholic numbering or the other numbering, it's covet. Yeah, sure, you're looking at somebody else's. It doesn't have to be acted upon. Simply looking over there and saying, "Oh my gosh, wow," is a sin. Now, you know, this is like the bomb that went off in the room and got on everybody. It's so pervasive in our culture. I went and looked up, you know, definitions of pornography because it's the topic, and they're very concise. We're looking at pictures or writings that depict explicitly sexual behaviors or sexual things and so forth. And I think we all have an idea as to what porn means. I've heard it very narrowly described as things that would cause you to have a sexual act with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's The feathering out of that area is so broad that, that we're seeing it in JCPenney ads, you know, things where we're not even thinking we're getting kind of hit up on that.
You know, I took my son to a Sacramento Kings basketball game the other night.
Yeah.
And the Sacramento Kings cheerleaders were quite scantily dressed, and they were gyrating and moving. And and my son was looking over. He's 11. He's looking over at me. And I'm a little embarrassed because I'm looking, and I don't want to look. So I pretend like I'm not really looking. But you can't help but notice these women gyrating and dancing in these tight little short pants. And you're going, I wish I could just take my son to a basketball game and enjoy the sport and not have to be inundated with that. I don't know why organizations feel like that's necessary, but you're right. Everywhere you go, you cannot get away from it, and it taints every part of our society, including, you're telling me, the church.
The church doesn't want to talk about this. You know, this is the great unspoken sin. 70% of all men in this society have recently viewed pornography. Statistically, it's shown between 18 and 34. Once a month, at least.
And the other 30% are liars, right?
And the other 30% are liars. And literally half, I mean, statistically half, 50% of men in the church have used or looked at it in the last month. Half. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is not a small problem. Mm-hmm. Literally a third of the pastors, more than a third of the pastors,
really
have consider it a problem for them, and more than half of them say it's a temptation.
Nationwide?
Nationwide.
Well, we're talking to Father Peter Hansen. We're talking about pornography, sexual addiction, and how it's prevalent even in the church. We'll continue our discussion with Father Hansen. And by the way, if you want to give us a call and keep yourself anonymous discussing this issue, please give us a call, 894-7325. We'll be right back. Jerry O'Lennon here for ABC Books. If you're looking to save money and get quality new and used books, try ABC Books in Chico. They're at the corner of East and Cohasset near Walgreens. Stop in, say hi to their friendly staff. They can show you how you can save 50 to 90% off new and used books. You never know what hidden gems you may find there. Call ABC Books today at 893-4342. 893-4342. ABC Books, where saving money is as easy as ABC. As parents, we know there are many options for the education of our children. Champion Christian School has been in our community since 1991. Because of their caring staff and challenging curriculum, their students have gone on to top colleges and universities, including Baylor, UC Davis, USC, and West Point. Champion Christian School is fully accredited, offering quality academic and athletic programs for grades 7 through 12. Visit them online at ychampion.org or call 345-8008 and make an appointment to visit their fine campus. Champion Christian School, educating champions for Christ.
Stop by AMF Orchard Lanes here in Chico. Their beautiful 38-lane facility is equipped with a game room, pro shop, snack bar, and private meeting rooms. AMF Orchard Lanes is a great spot for kid and adult birthday parties, group corporate and church events, league bowling, and more. Call today for more details, lane availability, and pricing information at 895-3257. AMF Orchard Lanes, conveniently located on Esplanade, behind Lube Express.
Hi, this is your friend Steve Michaels inviting you to join me for a journey through the 20th century on the Afternoon Harvest, weekday afternoons from 3 until 6 p.m. on 104.5 FM and 930 AM, KKXX, Life Radio.
This is Live Local Talk.
All right, rain is expected in Chico today. We're going to have a high of 52 degrees, but the rain not going to be around very long as the rain system should move out by tomorrow. By the way, fans of the San Francisco Giants, you're in luck today. You might want to bring an umbrella just in case, but if you want to see firsthand the World Series championship trophies of your San Francisco Giants, they will be at the Fieldhouse at the 20th Street Community Park over on MLK Parkway. Again, today at the Fieldhouse at 20th Street Community Park over near MLK from 3 o'clock today till 5 o'clock in the evening. Speaking with Father Peter Hansen.
Go Giants.
Go Giants. You like those Giants?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Well, you know what? How many votes does Barry Bonds get today in the Hall of Fame election?
I don't know.
I think he's going to get about 30-40%. That's going to be another big story today because the Hall of Fame selections are announced today.
That's a hard one for Barry Bonds, but that's another story.
That's another story.
Yeah, right.
Well, we're talking about pornography today, and specifically pornography in the church with Father Peter Hansen, and he had some very interesting statistics about how prevalent this problem is in the church, and maybe why we don't hear as many sermons on this issue as I think we should hear.
I don't know if I'm brave or foolish to enter into this because, I mean, pastors who will talk about pornography want to do it sort of as a thing that's over there.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's the elephant in the room, and if we talk about it too much, we may get people suspicious that we're involved in it too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the answer to this isn't shame; it isn't more shame. But it is exposure. I mean, we've got to be able to look straight at it. We've got to talk about it like adults and say, you know what, there's just too much of this. We're inundated with a media blitz to just kill our sensitivities to this thing and just sort of roll with it. You know, mm-hmm. just be okay with it. The the Playboy philosophy that was given to us in the 50s by Hugh Hefner, I think combined with the feminist revolution, the sexual revolution. Have really like warped the American idea of sex and what we should be seeking, what it's really all about. You know, we've totally forgotten the idea of family or marriage mm-hmm. or commitment. It is about self-gratification. There's nothing wrong with that as long as it's within the right context. God made that. He said it's good. But we are thinking that, you know, I have a right to be looking at, you know, 5,000 other gals, you know, we're into mm-hmm. the Solomon complex where we got to have 1,000 women on our stable. But please, you know, people have envied Wilt Chamberlain
mm-hmm.
or Magic Johnson, you know, until he got AIDS. But mm-hmm. but I mean, this is not right. This is not a laudable practice. Used to be, at least, you know, people would look at that and say, you know, you got a problem, fella.
Is there a fear that it might become accepted? I know 2 years ago I did a cover story for the Chico News and Review when I talked about homosexuality. Is it a sin or is it not? And we got a lot of input on it, but I got so much reluctance from people who wanted to talk about that issue. They just said, you know, they felt they were going to offend some of their parishioners, no matter which side they went on, and they were afraid to discuss it. Are we getting to that with sexual addiction and pornography as well in the church?
Well, it's different, I think, you know, because most pastors, I'd say, in this town aren't specifically tempted by homosexuality, mm-hmm. and they're afraid of somebody attacking them for having a position on this, a biblical position.
Mm-hmm.
But here is something that's our own dirty laundry, you know. That I looked at this, that I had some feelings about it. Well, gosh, I can't admit that to my congregation or they'd fire me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Let's get past the shame as a driver in this and say, you know, it's impossible to completely say, you know, I've never seen any of this stuff and I'm free. It's so culturally ingrained with us now that we're supposed to be looking at women in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And I want to just regain the right territory. I want to look back on, you know, what you said, that your wife is the most beautiful woman in the world. Mm-hmm. We need to hold high the value of that and say, you know, this is where life is and where truth is and where goodness is. And if I stumble even occasionally, even this afternoon, I'm not going to sit there and try to run away from this. I'm going to say, okay, what is important to me?
Mm-hmm.
And where am I really supposed to be at? You know, if I'm stuck in this thing, because it can be addictive as heroin. Really can, because it stimulates the same neural things.
It is destructive too. I mean, you never come across a serial killer who lacked for porn. It seemed in his life.
Quite true, you know. And statistically, it shows that 2 out of 3 divorces involve some sort of internet thing as a component of the problem of the breakdown. Mm-hmm. Currently, I mean, that's a real risk.
And again, the other third are liars.
And the other third are liars. But I listened to an interview of the president of the Omni Hotel several years ago, back in the 90s. And he said, you know, those big TV consoles and the big furniture and the apparatus that runs all that stuff in every hotel room in America, and all of them have an adult selection, or most of them, that you go into. And, you know, you get embarrassed by that. You don't want to see that, but that's like selection 3 after the other movies. And he says, you know, that entire console is free to our hotels, paid for by the porn industry, not by, you know, the cable company or whatever. It's pornography that will actually put that whole thing in there, and they'll supply HBO, and they'll supply all your other channels, and they'll do the satellite. They'll do the whole apparatus just so they can sell enough pornography to be able to pay for the unit, and they know they're going to make money. He says, I had to make a decision in my hotels to take all that out and not to accept the free thing and have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they did that. Omni Hotels stood out alone and said, we won't provide porn in our bedrooms.
I'll know that next time I need a hotel. Father Peter Hansen is my guest today. We're going to wrap up our discussion with him. He is the pastor at St. Augustine of Canterbury Anglican Church. That's located over on Salem Street near downtown Chico. The phone number, if you want to learn more about the ministry there, is 894-7409. We'll be right back.
Spa Pierman Day Spa, the body and skin care specialist, offering facials, massage, body treatments, and so much more.
Lose unwanted inches by decreasing cellulite with a detoxifying body wrap.
Are you tired of razor burn from shaving?
Start your summer super smooth with waxing from Spa Pierman.
Call 894-4091 to get your body beach or poolside ready.
Call 894-4091.
Give the gift that keeps on giving with a duo massage or facial. 894-4091. Make an appointment today. Spa Pierman Day Spa, the body and skin care specialist.
I'm Kristen, the mobile pet groomer. My van is my office, so I don't have a real street address for deliveries, but I do have a mailbox with
Robert. I own the UPS store near Kristen. I sign for all her packages and send out a text or email when they arrive. Kristen loves being on her own.
But with Robert's help, I'm not alone.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics.
There are 3 convenient UPS store locations in Chico on Mangrove, Skyway, and East Avenue. Or you can get more information at theupsstore.com. Happy New Year from Johnson's Shoes in the North Valley Plaza, Johnson's Comfort Shoes in the Chico Mall, and the Johnson family. We've been helping families with their footwear needs since 1914 and want to thank you for shopping with us. Our heart is to provide a quality product at a fair price with caring service. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of Christ and bless you and your family with Himself this new year ahead.
Welcome to the North Valley's own Jerry O'Lennon.
Ask yourself, what kind of example are you setting for others?
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
On KKXX Life Radio, this is Live Local Talk.
Father Peter Hansen of St. Augustine of Canterbury Anglican Church is my guest today. The church is located over 228 Salem Street. And to learn more about the ministry, maybe attend a service, 894-7409, 894-7409. We're talking about sexual addiction, internet pornography. The thing, Father Hansen, is that unlike drugs, people will defend the use of marijuana, the use of drugs, and say, and not actually be ashamed of it. Whereas I do think one of the benefits we have with the pornography and the sexual addiction is that it's still, at this time in our society, still a shameful thing to acknowledge that you do. Or did you look at?
You know, we have a very loud double standard in this. I mean, because you're right. At one and the same time, we are ashamed of this stuff. We feel like fools. We feel like we're being led around by the nose. We can't control our own behavior because it takes us over. On the other hand, there's a signal that if you don't look at and appreciate this kind of thing, you're not a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you haven't had your rite of passage, I think, as you said, mm-hmm. about the college programs you used to go see. And that's true. I mean, that's a strong signal, too. So it's like pushing us forward and getting engaged with something that at the same time we're feeling reticent about, shameful about, you know, gosh, this isn't right. We know pornography might be defined as whatever you're looking at that afterwards you don't feel so good about yourself, you know. Mm-hmm. So, again, not to drive this with a shame-based thing, let's look at it. We do feel ashamed, so I'm mm-hmm. not trying to shame anybody. Let's get down to it and say, can we decide to try improve our attitudes towards this stuff? Say, okay, let's get some safeguards. If there's some way to put this stuff safely away from ourselves, drive the guards up on our internet stuff, because it's a sin. You know, it's a sexual sin. Jesus says, look upon a woman with a lust in your heart. You have done as much as commit adultery with her in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be identical to adultery physically, but you have done something to you. Mm-hmm. Maybe not to her, but to you.
Well,
it's addictive, yeah.
And one of the things I wanted to say was that I do think that sometimes when you talk like this in mixed company, sometimes people might say, well, you guys are old-fashioned or fuddy-duddies. And I always point out, and this, the name finally came up. My wife is the most beautiful woman in the world, but yeah. I'll see a picture of Heather Locklear, and I always say, now that's an attractive woman. Now there's nothing wrong with that, nor is it wrong for Kelly to say, well, George Clooney is a handsome man. Yeah. That there's nothing wrong with that, but taking the next step. And to me, that's where it's really easy. I don't find the line that hard to delineate. Yeah. I think you could appreciate somebody's beauty, right, and lust after somebody's beauty. To me, the line is very clear, much clearer than people acknowledge.
I think you're right. I certainly am thinking about this person after you've seen the show and imagining yourself with them. You're over that line.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, I can appreciate a woman's beauty and not have to cross the line. Certainly, I hope to be able to say that. But there are times when I'll find myself, you know, lured in, and I wasn't expecting that, and then I've got to say, well, back up, you know,
mm-hmm.
put up the safeguards, you know, because I'm not invulnerable.
Do you think it's important, do you think, for pastors to acknowledge that, for men of the cloth to acknowledge that they face some temptations? And and one of the things I wish Christ had done, or we'd seen in the gospel, mm-hmm. was Christ directly being confronted with this sin. Because we are supposed to be like Jesus, mm-hmm. and we don't see examples of Jesus being confronted with sexual temptation.
Sure. You know, gluttony or a number of other things.
Okay.
I mean, it's not solely this. And no, apparently he was proof against it, but it does say in the scriptures that he was tempted in every way as we are, mm-hmm. and yet without sin. So although that's a categorical mm-hmm. description, we can take that as true. He was a man. He was in every way a man. He wasn't deficient. He wasn't mm-hmm. somehow just, you know, lacking that the true built-in male drives. But he chose to control that and say, I'm not there, and I'm not involved with that. I have a bride I'm looking forward to,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to save myself for her, because this is a wonderful wedding we're looking out there for.
Mm-hmm. What should the church do? Should it have an open discussion about this and say, we're going to discuss this in all of the pulpits and really attack the issue? But even then, there's still kids in there's kids in the congregation, and there's sort of a, it's a difficult topic to broach.
Age appropriately, you know, we got to touch on it. I think you can have adult discussions in adult settings,
mm-hmm.
and with a whole congregation, you can pretty much tell the adults what you're talking about without having to get graphic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think certainly we need to name it and say it's out here. We're not trying to shame everybody. You know, Jerry, I hear people's confessions, you know, mm-hmm. and all guys have confessed this sin, you mm-hmm. know. Okay, so mm-hmm. so I'm not kidding myself that it's out here,
mm-hmm.
and everybody feels bad about it, you know. So let's not feel bad about it and keep doing it. Let's feel better about what's good and right in God and say, all right, there's forgiveness, and there's picking it up and starting again and saying, I'm not going to do this stuff anymore. I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to talk about it.
And talking to your wife, Gidi, who's in family and counseling,
right?
what is being missed is the intimacy with your real partner, sure, with your wife or your husband, and that intimacy is something that is even better than the lust that you feel, temporary gratification.
When you use this stuff, you reduce a woman to an object and an object you can manipulate and so forth. Well, that moves over into your real life, mm-hmm, quote unquote, and the people around you, the real people, the people you should care for, become more like objects to you, mm-hmm, and you don't care about their hearts and their feelings and what you've done to them by taking yourself emotionally and psychologically away from them.
One of the things I'm at least grateful for in having this discussion is that there still is a feeling of shame involved in this sin, in doing this. And I fear, perhaps, and maybe because people say, well, our country's getting like Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm-hmm. It seemed like in Sodom and Gomorrah there really was no shame, whereas at least in the United States at this time, there still seems to be some sense of shame about partaking in this type of behavior.
You know, we have a sense at least that Europe has gotten over the shame, and they're just right out there with that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then what's the matter with the Americans? They still have this puritanical, like, well, you know what? I'll be an American. Mm-hmm. I'd like to be a Christian about this. I don't think it's... Yeah, man, this is the difference between this or art. You know, there is art that depicts human nudity in a beautiful way, and it's not supposed to be provoking you to erotic feelings. And I don't think we have to run around, paint those over with black paint and say, right, oh, gosh, can't look at that.
Yeah, the statue of King David is a beautiful work of art.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Or Venus de Milo. You know, I can't get down on myself for the fact that, you know, God made a beautiful thing in a woman, mm-hmm, or in a man. We're not talking about that, but whatever provokes us to, and if we're having a problem with the Venus, then we'd better not look, you know. Mm-hmm. It's about us inside, not so much about what's out there.
Good discussion, Father Peter Hansen. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Jerry.
St. Augustine of Canterbury Anglican Church. What time is your Sunday worship again?
We have 8 and 10:30 worship on Sunday and Wednesday evening at 5:30.
If you have any questions about the ministry, give Father Hansen a call at 894-7409. Or if you want to talk to him about some of the issues we discussed today, I'm sure he'll take your call, 894-7409. Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow. So long.
Holbrook's Clearance Center, the North State's number one furniture liquidators.